Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, saints of God. It is truly a blessing to be here once again here at Prayer and Deliverance Ministries. We are a circle of friends, and we know a friend who's closer than a brother, and that is Jesus Christ himself. To be here on this Tuesday, the ninth day of August 2002.
God is so good,
and his mercies endure forever and ever. Without him, we are nothing. Without him, we would be like a ship without a sail. We'd be tossed to and fro like the wind, the waves just being tossed by the wind. But we're glad that we have a sure foundation, and that is Jesus Christ. So this morning, we're just going to get started. Hallelujah. Jesus, glory to your name. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I can search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I can search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I can search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. Hallelujah, Jesus. We just thank the Lord today because there is nobody like our God. We thank you, Father, that you are the one and only wise God. You are perfect, Lord. You are from everlasting to everlasting. It's in you we live, move, and have our being. We appreciate you, God, because you're omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent. You're everywhere. You see all things. All power is in your hands, O God, and the world is ruled at your command, O God. We thank you, Father, today for your truth, O God. We know, Father, today that the truth will make us free, O God. Thank you, Lord, today that we know that truth, O God, and we are free in you, God. So we're grateful, Lord, today for the fact that you gave us your word, O God, and your word is absolutely fabulous, O God. And in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. The word was God. Hallelujah, Jesus, and everything that was done by God. So we're grateful today, Father, that you put the stars in place, oh God. You put the sun and the moon in place. You put everything at the right spot, oh God, even on this earth. When you made the earth, oh God, the water does not overrun the land, and the mountains are there in their proper place, and the valleys are there, oh God. The rivers flow in the right direction according to what you designed it, oh God. We thank you, Father, today for just giving us the peace of God this morning to know that you are a magnificent God. You even put the animals on the earth, oh God, and then you stooped down and made man in your very own image, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, today for forming us in your image, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus, and you blew into man the breath of life, and we're grateful for that breath of life this morning, oh God. We praise you today, oh God, because we can breathe, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we thank you that you are breathing on us this morning, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you that the Holy Ghost is breathing on us, oh God, and helping us in each and every direction that we need to go in, oh God. So we thank you that we follow after holiness and righteousness so that we can have the peace and joy in the Holy Ghost, oh God. Hallelujah. My God, we thank you, God, today for Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son who came to this earth, oh God. He gave his life so that we can have life and life more abundantly. So we thank you, Lord, for the abundant life this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we have more than enough, oh God, because of what Jesus did, oh God. We have the power through the Holy Ghost, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and we have the cleansing because of the blood of Jesus, and we have healing because of the stripes of Jesus. So we thank you for healing today, oh God, and healing is the children's bread, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you today for Jesus just giving his life, oh God, and today we have life in Jesus Christ, oh God. Thank you today that Jesus is the good shepherd, and as his sheep, we know his voice, and a stranger we would not follow, oh God. So we continue to follow you, oh God. Follow after holiness and righteousness today, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you today that we have the joy of the Lord, and the joy of the Lord is our strength, oh God, and with joy we draw water, my God, from the wells of salvation, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus, Lord. We thank you today that Jesus is welcome. We welcome you to come and do what you do in our lives, oh God, and help us to be all we can be in you and through you and for you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you. Thank you, Jesus, that you have even called us friend, and you are a friend who's closer than our brother, oh God. My God, my God, you are the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the meek and humble Lamb, oh God, the Lamb that was slain, oh God, Emmanuel, God with us. Hallelujah, Jesus, you're the rock on which we can stand, because all of the ground is sinking sand, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus, my Father, my King. We thank you, Lord, today that the Holy Ghost is leading us even in our prayers today, oh God. The Holy Ghost leads us throughout the day. It speaks to us, oh God. So, Lord, help us to hear what you're saying, oh God, as we speak, oh God, as we say what you say, God. We know that we can see what you see, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that the peace of God is upon each and every one of us, oh God, the peace that surpasses all understanding, oh God. Father, you keep us in perfect peace, oh God, as our minds are stayed on you, oh Father, each and every day, Lord. We just praise you today, oh God, for those, oh God, who were sick in the hospital, oh God. Many have come out, oh God. They have been released, oh God, and they have the victory over God, oh God, because of Jesus' stripes today, Father, and because of faith, oh God. We have faith to believe, oh God, that those who may be sick right now, God, that they will be healed, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, Father, we bind up the spirit of the monkeypox today, God. We bind up the spirit of the COVID, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that it will stop, oh God, that it will not touch our lives, oh God, will not harm us, oh God, in any way, God. Oh my God, we bind up the spirit of heart disease, oh God, right now, kidney failure today, in the name of Jesus, Lord. There's somebody's kidneys that are not working properly. We decree and declare today that they shall work according to what you designed them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare, oh God, that those who may have sinus infections, oh God, that they will be able to breathe normally, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Congestive heart failure, oh God, we pray, God, today that is healed today, Father, in the name of Jesus. COPD, oh God, in the name of Jesus, being healed today, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray, God, today that you heal and deliver right now, God. You set free, God, freedom from sickness and disease, oh God. Type 2 diabetes, oh God, other kinds of diabetes, oh God. We decree and declare that people are being healed from that today, God. And, Lord, people will begin to eat the right foods, oh God, to help their bodies to heal better, oh God, and stay well, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you. We pray, God, today for blood pressure being renewed, oh God, and being regulated, Father, in the name of Jesus. Some have high blood pressure, some have low blood pressure, and we pray, God, today that you heal either way it needs to be healed, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, we praise your name, God. Those who may have swelling of the feet, oh God, we decree and declare that the swelling goes down right now, the joints, oh God, because of our arthritis are swollen and there's hurting, oh God, there's pain there, Lord. We decree and declare that the pain is removed as the swelling goes down, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Legs being healed, oh God, the swelling in the legs and the ankles, oh God, being healed right now, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We praise your name, God. We glorify you today, oh God, because you are the one, oh God, who helps us, Father. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare no more fainting, oh God, that nobody will faint, oh God, but they will be stable, oh God, that you stabilize their brains, oh God, stabilize their head, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Whatever caused the fainting spell, oh God, we thank you, Lord, today for healing this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Those who have hip replacements, oh God, you heal those hips, oh God, and the knee replacement, God. We thank you, Lord, today for taking care of the knees, oh God, and making the knees well, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise your name, Lord. There are so many different kinds of sicknesses and illnesses, oh God, but we know, Father, that because of the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. You said by the stripes of Jesus, if we just trust you, God, if we speak it, oh God, and we will begin to see it, oh God, if we believe it in our hearts, oh God, hallelujah, Jesus, that we will be healed, oh God, that we are healed in Jesus' name, oh God. We thank you, Father, today that those who have different kinds of cancer, Lord, that those cancer cells are drying up right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, those who have blood cancer, oh God, I believe it's leukemia, Lord, that you heal that too, God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody needs a bone marrow transplant, oh God, and you can heal that today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. HIV and AIDS, oh God, healing today, God. We decree and declare healing right now in the name of Jesus, my Father, my King. We bless your name, God, because you are the one who takes care of each and every person, oh God. You take care of each and every body, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your holy and your righteous name, oh God, because you are the mighty God. You are the powerful God. You are the one who's everywhere, God. And Lord, as we speak it, we will see it, oh God. We see it coming to pass, oh God. In the name of Jesus, there is nothing too hard for you, God. My God, my God, we reach out in faith, oh God, as a woman who had the issue of blood, oh God. She said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I would be made whole. And we thank you, Lord, today for healing and wholeness this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, my Father, we pray for those who have drug addictions, oh God, my brother Roderick, oh God, we pray for Tony today, oh God, we pray for Michael, oh God, Wellington, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Timothy, oh God, Yvette, God, in the name of Jesus, Marco, Leshita, that demon of drugs, we tell you right now, you take your hands off of our family members, take your hands off of the people out there who are just out there on the street, Lord, don't even know where they are right now, oh God. So we pray, God, today that you heal them, oh God. Draw them, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and help them to open their eyes to you, God. Take away the darkness, oh God, and let them see the light of Jesus Christ, oh God. Take away the stony heart, oh God, and give a heart of flesh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. There are all kinds of drug addictions, oh God, meth, oh God, and cocaine, oh God, and crack, oh God, and alcohol, oh God, and even addiction to prescribed drugs, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my Father, I pray, God, today that people will come and ask Jesus to forgive them of their sins, oh God, and they will be saved, oh God, and they will come and serve you, God. They will live for you, God. They will have their freedom, oh God, freedom to live a good life until you call us all home, oh God. Whenever that might be, oh God, we want you to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We magnify you today, oh God, because you are so wonderful, God. You're doing great things today, God, and it's marvelous in our eyes, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We magnify your name, God. We thank you, Lord, today for businesses today, oh God, that you help the businesses, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to just expand and enlarge, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we know Sister Chris has a business, Lord. We pray for her today, oh God. Pastor Scholastico, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for Sister Janice, oh God, my Sister Janice and Janice down there in Florida, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for Sister Janice's daughter in Texas, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that that business would flourish, oh God, it will increase and enlarge, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, whatever business we may have, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Apostle Horsley, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and those who have jobs, Lord, Bless them on the job, God. Give them favor, God, favor with God and with men, oh, God. Those who are looking for jobs, Lord, we know, Father, today that you can open up the opportunity, open up the door, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Give favor, God, that they will be the selected one, oh, God, when they go on the interview, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We praise you, God. If they're in second place, oh, God, move them up, oh, God. Give them a miracle, oh, God. Give them favor today, Father, in the name of Jesus. My God, my God, I pray that you would give good paying jobs, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We're not looking for minimum wage, oh God. We thank you, God, today that you just help, oh God, in this time, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And even the teachers, oh God, we pray for the teachers today, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray that people will come forth and be a teacher, Lord. We know it's kind of difficult in some of these schools, oh God, and a lot of the schools have shortages of teachers, oh God. So we pray, God, today that the children, oh God, will have the right teacher, that the children will have the proper instructor, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. All across the land, oh God, there's so many things that have changed, oh God. We pray, God, today that you heal, oh God, heal this nation, heal the United States of America, Lord. These demonic spirits that are out there just roaming the place, oh God, trying to do harm, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I loose the spirit of peace today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, across the land, around the world, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God. I pray against the spirit of pride, oh God, and those who are in government positions, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, my God, we pray, Father, today that people will make right decisions, oh God, righteous decisions, Father, for the people of this United States of America, and even in our homes, oh God, help us to make righteous decisions, Father, concerning life, oh God, concerning children, oh God, concerning husbands and wives, God, concerning finances, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we know that your word tells us that the borrower is slave to the lender, oh God. Help us to realize, oh God, that we need to be debt-free, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to owe no man but to love him, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We will look at the ant, oh God, and see how the ant has put something away, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you for your wisdom today, oh God. Lord, you told us if we lack wisdom, all we have to do is ask for it, and you would give it to us liberally, oh God. You would not withhold it from us, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, today for what you're doing, oh God, for how you're opening up doors, oh God. You're opening up our eyes to your word, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your holy and your righteous name, oh God. It is so wonderful, oh God, to know that you're on our side today, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we praise your holy and your righteous name, oh God. It's in Jesus' name I pray, I say hallelujah and amen, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God, glory to God. This morning I want us to come in. We want to pray for the spirit of salvation, starting with your family. Call out those family members' names. God will hear you. We may not be able to hear every name you're calling because we're going to be calling our own families and friends and those who need Jesus. So let's just pray for salvation this morning, and that God will, you know, people will heed the call, because there's a need across the land for this to happen. Amen? Praise the Lord. The Lord, yes, this morning, thank you, God, today for none should perish,
thank
God.
We pray for repentant hearts.
London, oh God, in the name of Taylor, oh God, we pray for study morning, God, in the name of Jesus, Dominique, oh God, in the name of the church, God, give her mind to come back and be part of God, Michael, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Praise the name of God.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of
Jesus. I don't know who all. And
oh, God, glorify your holy name today.
Yes, Jesus, we magnify you, Lord God. We give you all the praise.
God,
Lord God, we lift you up, Lord God. We magnify you, Jesus. You are worthy, Lord. We give you all the praise and honor, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, we glorify you, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Jesus. Lord God, thank you for being the giver of life today. Lord God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, that our weapons of our warfare are not carnal, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus.
Family of God. We thank you for Charlotte's family.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
And Lord, his family.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father.
In the name of
thank you, Jesus.
Glorify your holy name, O God, because you are joined, O God. People are coming, O God, making that decision today, God. They choose this. We say choose you this day. Serve, my God, my God.
Thank you.
Thank you, God. Lord, we thank you that they are God. They will serve you, God. That they will live for you in the name of Jesus.
We do that, Heavenly Father. Oh yes, 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 Lord. Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Sister Dorothy family, Sister Martinsy family, Brother James family.
name
you,
of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God.
My God,
Lord
God.
God.
Giving us, Lord God, allowing our helpers, Lord God, the people and the things, Lord God, that you place, Lord God, to help us along our journey, Lord God. We pray today, Lord God, that they will find us, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you to anoint us for this day, Lord God. Lord God, before we even get up and do anything, Lord God, I pray that you anoint our hands, Lord God, the works of our hands, anoint our feet, Lord God, anoint our head, Lord God. Give us wisdom, Lord God, to go about this day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Divinely intervene on our behalf today, Lord God. Lord God, direct us, Lord God. Be the lamp of our footsteps, Lord God. We can't do anything without you, Lord God. You said that everything that has breath, praise your name, Lord God. We praise you. We glorify you, Lord God. We ask you for the grace today to be obedient to you today, Lord God, to be obedient to your will, Lord God, be obedient, Lord God, to you, Lord God. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that you would grant us the grace, Lord God, to obey, Lord God, to obey you, Jesus, Lord God. And, Lord God, we just praying for answer prayers, Lord God. Lord God, because we know that you're a faithful God, Lord God. And you said, whatever you ask in my name, it shall be done, Lord God. So we pray for answered prayers, Lord God. There's some prayers that we've been praying, Lord God. And we know that you are not a respecter of persons. What you did for one, you'll do for another, Lord God. And we know that you're a prayer answering God, Lord God. So we come to you with faith, Lord God. We come to you with faith, Lord God. Just like the woman with the issue of blood, Lord God. We come to you with faith, Lord God. Saying, Lord God, whatever situation, whatever's going on, Lord God, we know that you're a healer, Lord God. We know that you're a way maker, Lord God. So today, Lord God, we're praying for answered prayers, Lord God, that you will answer the prayers of your people, Lord God. There's some people praying for salvation, Lord God. There's some people going through mourning, Lord God. There's some people heartbroken, Lord God. I pray today, Lord God, that those prayers of, you said the effective prayers of the righteous availeth much, Lord God. So today, Lord God, let us pray fervently, Lord God. Let our fervent, effective prayers, Lord God, be heard by you, Lord God. We are seeking you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we are abiding in you, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, if we abide in you, you abide in us, Lord God. So, Lord God, help us to abide today, Lord God. Help us to abide, Lord God. Help us to seek you while you may be found, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray, Lord God. We pray these fervent, effective prayers, Lord God. These prayers are intentional, Lord God. We're praying over businesses, Lord God. We're praying over ideas, Lord God. We're praying for healing, Lord God. We're praying for restoration, Lord God. Restore your people, Lord God, because we know that you're a redeemer, Lord God. Give us the restoration that we need, Lord God. We know that you're a redeemer, Lord God. We know that you're a way maker, Lord God. We are standing in the need of prayer today, Lord God. We need you, Lord God, more than ever, Lord God. Our children need you, Lord God. Our children's children need you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, our kids, Lord God, as they're going back to school, Lord God, so I pray for a renewed anointing upon them, Lord God. Cover them in, with the blood of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Cover their mind, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We bind all violence, Lord God. We cast down any violence, Lord God. There's so much violence going on. Parents are hurting the kids, and Lord God, kids are hurting each other, Lord God. We bind that spirit today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We bind the spirit of violence, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We are praying for the teachers, Lord God. Lord God, that they have the capacity, Lord God, and the compassion for the children, Lord God, that they will be able to, Lord God, help the kids, Lord God, and teach them, Lord God, where they'll be able to learn, Lord God, that they're receiving, Lord God, the education that they need, Lord God, to take them to the next level, Father God. So we just pray for the whole school system, Lord God, the principals, everybody, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We cover them with the blood of Jesus as they're going back to school, Father God. So, Lord God, we just praise you, Lord God. We give you all the glory, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, that you're going to keep us, Lord God. You're going to keep our children, Lord God. You're going to keep our families, Lord God. You're going to restore them, Lord God, where they need to be restored, Father God. And we just give you all the glory and honor, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for being the giver of life, Lord God. And, Lord God, that we will have eternal life, Lord God, in you, Jesus, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, for what you do for us, Lord God. We are so grateful, Lord God. We don't want to take anything in vain, Lord God. Thank you for giving us life, Lord God. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to praise your name, Lord God, because you are so worthy, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity just to know you, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We worship you, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God. We come to you, Lord God. Lord God, we come to you this morning, Lord God, just asking, Lord God, that you answer prayers, Lord God. Give us favor, Lord God, where we need favor, Lord God. Give us grace where we need grace, Lord God. Lord God, we need you, Lord God. We need you, Jesus, Lord God. We need you, Lord. And we come to you this morning, Lord God, praying and worshiping you, Lord God, and asking, Lord God, that you answer prayers, Lord God, and we know that you're a prayer answer, God, Lord God, just like you answered the prayers for Abraham, Lord God, just like you answered the prayers for Isaac, Lord God, just like you answered the prayers for David, Lord God, we know that you answer our prayers, Lord God, so, Lord God, that we're going to keep praying, Lord God. You said pray, pray consistently, pray without ceasing, Lord God, so we're going to seek you, Lord. We're going to seek you, Jesus. We're going to seek you with everything that we have inside of us, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, that you are the giver of life, Lord God. You are a prayer answering God, Lord God, so we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for continuously to sustain us and keep us, Lord God, and heal us, Lord God, and allow us, Lord God, to keep going, Lord God, and keep pressing towards the mark, Lord God. So I thank you, Lord God, for restoring us, Lord God, and keeping us, Lord God, and just giving us, just, Lord God, the faith, Lord God, to keep going, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, if we abide in you, you abide in us, Lord God. So, Lord God, thank you for abiding, Lord God, and help us to keep the faith, Lord God, and keep the faith of Jesus Christ, Lord God, because we know we can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthened us, Lord God. And we know, Lord God, that the prayers of the righteous avail us much, Lord God. So we're going to keep praying, and we're going to keep seeking, and we're going to keep abiding, Lord God. Lord God, these prayers get answered, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, that you're going to answer the prayers, Lord God, because the prayers of the righteous avail us much, Lord God, and we have faith, Lord God, and we know, Lord God, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, Lord God, but mighty in power, Lord God, so we thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We're going to keep praying without ceasing, Lord God. We're going to lean on you and not our own understanding, Lord God, because, Lord God, we know, Jesus, that you're going to answer these prayers, Lord God, on this prayer line, and we give you all the glory. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Chris, for the prayer this morning. Thank God for the prayers earlier for our families who need to be saved. So right now, we're just going to open up the lines, and if you have a prayer request or a praise report, if you have something that will be beneficial to those who are here, you may share it right now. Amen.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Linda. Yes, I have a praise report. I don't know if anybody remember, but Sister Darlene kept telling me that to be patient, that I was going to get a job, something that I could do. And God knows I got that job, so I want to thank you, Sister Darlene. I had the faith, and you had the faith, and I got the job. So now I'm working, although it's only 2 days a week, but it's better than nothing, and I thank God.
Amen. Let's give God some praise for Sister getting her job. For even more. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you.
For giving her favor, Lord. Hallelujah. More doors being opened for her, God. More needs for her to receive more work, oh God.
Thank you.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank God for blessing. All right. Anybody else?
Amen. Thank you, God, for being here this morning.
Well, Pastor Darlene, this is Sister Maria again. I just want to mention again, like, Sunday is when I started doing the coughing stuff. Saturday, I was felt my legs was hurt. But the them tests, they saying that the virus is going up. But like I said, I did a whole test Sunday and it was negative. And I was, you know, beginning to continue progressing, coughing and start coughing up stuff. That's why I tested yesterday at Walgreens and it's positive. But my nephew had told me before when I told him about getting no free tests, he said, Auntie, them tests are not accurate. You can be positive until you're negative, and you can be negative until you're positive. So I'm getting rid of mine. And that is why probably a lot of the crime, virus is going up, because people is positive and telling them they're negative, and it's spreading. So I just want y'all to know that, but I'm getting rid of mine.
All right. Okay. Well, thanks for sharing. Amen. Cutting lax. I mean, most times you're out and about, I see most people don't have their mask on anymore. So anyway, we just need to be vigilant. God is faithful, but we need, he said, faith without works is dead. So sometimes it's things we need to do ourselves to help protect ourselves. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Anybody else with something you want to share this morning?
Yes. Good morning. This is Sister Mary, and I just thank God so much for life and all his abundantly grace that he has bestowed upon us and that is valuable and for us. So I thank God this weekend I had a birthday and God just blessed me for to have a wonderful little getaway. And I just thank God so much for just another year of life and his promises being real in my life. Thank God for my family on this prayer line this morning. God bless.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Thank God for Sister Mary making her birthday on Sunday. And in fact, come in now so I won't forget. We're going to sing happy birthday to Sister Mary. Praise God. On three. One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy
agreement. You all have a good day.
Amen, amen. Thank you.
Amen.
All right.
Praise God.
Here, go ahead, Apostle Horsley.
The pastor's mother doing a lot better. Having prayer for her, she's feeling a lot better, doing better than she was. She's coming along. They're still looking for a complete turnaround, but she's 75% better than she was. Just thank you, God, for being here in this hour of power of prayer. Amen. Keep us in family in prayer. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Give God some praise for that prayer request being answered. Please pray the Lord.
Yes,
thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord God.
Glory. Thank you. Praise God. Glory to God. When Sister Mary was talking about her birthday and how she went on vacation, and, you know, from time to time I go on vacation and different ones here, we hear of you going on vacation. There's a scripture in the Bible. It's a verse, Job 36:11, and it says, if they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. So I believe that the Lord wants us to have an enjoyable time as we go through life. Life should not be all work and no play. We should have that play time, that recreation time, the time of getting away and relaxing, you know, and enjoying the fun things of life. God has blessed us to be able to do that. So, you know, if you have not been going on vacation, spend some time thinking about where you can go, even if it's for a day or two. Some people may not be able to take 2 or 3 weeks. But whatever it is that you can do to go on vacation, go ahead and try to do that sometime soon. Amen?
Amen. I'm going to clean that 2 or 3 weeks.
Yep. Yep. So God is good and his mercies endure forever. So let me go ahead. We're going to talk about this mass shooting again. We got to keep these prayers going because it's needed in our world. Our world is just doing crazy things. I mean, people in our world are doing crazy things, and we thank God for how he is working some things out that we may not have known how to work those things out, but we're going to keep prayers going. And so today, we just want to continue to focus. I'm telling you, it is important that we focus and be relentless is what I want to say. Be relentless in the prayers about these crazy people. I mean, they have mental issues, some of them. Some of them just have demonic spirits in them, and that's what's making them do these things. So these demons, we can pray that God remove the demons from their lives and pray that God will help them to come to him and receive Jesus as Savior. In the book of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 19, it says, "And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." So we're going to use those words when we pray. We bind up the powers of Satan, bind them up so that they cannot do what they want to do, those demonic spirits. Bind up the powers that the witches and warlocks are using because, you know, we have to be knowledgeable about what we are dealing with. Some years ago, I was talking to somebody about witches, warlocks, and wizards, and they said they did not know that these people had powers, and they really do. I mean, even in the Bible, it talks about the woman who was a witch. And he also tells us that we should suffer not a witch to live. He doesn't want them to even have power to do anything. So we shall not be ignorant of Satan's devices. We have to know the truth. And the truth is that witches, warlocks, and wizards, they have a limited amount of power, but we have the power through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. We have the power of the word. And so we're going to use the word of God to destroy the works of the devil and those who are out there who would want to do harm. There are people who want to see the chaos. There are people who just like to see crazy things happen in our world. So we want to bind up these evil spirits and loose the spirit of love, peace, and joy, loose the spirit of unity in the body of Christ, unity in our government, that our government will get to a point that they will be unified in helping us, the constituents of the people of the United States of America. So we just want to pray for that. You know, always keep that in mind when you're praying. And just think, remember that God is on our side. He's the one who will fight for us. He's the one, when we call on him, we know that he answers and he shows great and mighty things. And even before we call, we know that he already knows what we have need of. And he knows that we need to see peace in the land where we live. So we're going to come in once again. We're going to pray for these prayer requests that we heard, if we heard any. I meant to request prayer for Rosina. She has type 2 diabetes, and her blood sugar is not working the way it should. And also her blood pressure is high, and I believe her feet are swollen. So we want to pray that God will heal that and give her the wisdom to eat the right things. So we've already prayed for Sister Marie, but you can still, you know, keep that in mind as we pray throughout the day. So let's come in once again. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we lose forgiveness, O God. In Jesus' name, O God. We know that vengeance belongs to you, Lord, and you shall repay. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you, God, today for healing our land, oh God, healing our politicians, oh God, the evil that's in their hearts, oh God, the pride that is in them, Lord, we bind them right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we look for the Holy Spirit, oh God.
In the name of Jesus,
right now. In the name of Jesus,
into the heart of you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, you can do it right now, Lord.
In the name of
God, you are restored, Lord.
Is your name, oh God, because you are the one
who works right now, Lord God.
Our son, people in our nation, God, in our neighborhood. In our schools, oh God, we pray and thank you over our schools, to come nigh the children. In the name of Jesus, make care of the My God, my God, I decree that the healing spirit takes over right now. The healing spirit takes over this. In the name of Jesus, healing a mental capacity, oh God. In the name of Jesus, healing from
prejudice. In the name of Jesus.
Healing from prejudice, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. In the name of Jesus, in the heart,
yes,
oh God.
In the name of Jesus,
oh
Lord.
Oh, my God, my God. We lose love today, oh God. We need,
yes,
love in our love in our home. We need love in our schools, oh God.
In the name of Jesus,
love in our government positions, oh God. In the name of Jesus, today, God, that people will love one another, oh God. In the name of Jesus, because God is love. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, Lord, for the love of God being spread across this nation.
In the name of Jesus, oh God, do right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus.
God, peace on our streets,
oh
God. Peace
in Jesus' name.
Peace even in our jails today, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we peace, oh God. Every job, oh God, on every corporation, God. Every business, oh God. In the name of Jesus, big deal.
In the name of Jesus,
God,
my God. Hallelujah, Lord.
Well, like I said, the wind is right. They will not be able to cross havoc across the world, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, we say hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen and amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, God, for being our healer. Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God.
Praise the name of the Lord. So we thank the Lord again for the time of prayer and fellowship. It is so good for the people of God to come together in unity and pray together and be in agreement with God and be in agreement with each other, because two are better. And a threefold cord is not easily broken. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we have each other and we have God. We have the Holy Ghost. We have Jesus. Hallelujah. So we thank God for every person who comes here, whether we hear your name, whether we hear your voice audibly or not. We believe that you're here to be in agreement with what God is doing and what we need to do. We believe that you agree with the fact that we need to keep the prayers going, and we will continue to see God work. Miracles, signs, and wonders will continue to follow us because we do believe. So this morning I cover and seal all prayers with the blood of Jesus. I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us, even if it was spoken last night, we reject it. If it was spoken this morning, we reject those words and they shall not come to pass. We send them back to the sender because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree this morning that we delight ourselves in the Lord and he gives us the desires of our heart. I decree today that we are anointed by God to do his work, and souls are being saved by the prayers of the righteous. I decree and declare that blessings overtake us and we have more than enough. And I decree and declare that we pull down strongholds and wickedness in high places is destroyed in the name of Jesus. I decree today that we overcome all because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Amen. I decree and thank God that our sins are forgiven and we are blessed and the floodgates of heaven are open over our lives. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I thank God for everyone who has sown into the ministry and or my life. Either way, you are sowing into good ground. And I decree and declare that your seed multiplies exceedingly. Some will see a 30-fold blessing, some 60, some 100. And I decree this morning, the book of Deuteronomy 1 and 11, the Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times so many more as you are and bless you as he has promised you. Amen. So let us continue to rejoice in the Lord. Let us go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That's the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Once again, I want you to know I love you, and thank you for loving me back. Thank you for loving yourself. Thank you for loving your family, your friends, and even your enemies, that they will see Jesus in you and make a decision to come and be a part of the body of Christ. Everybody, be blessed. Have a beautiful day. Come back tomorrow. Bring somebody. Let them know what we're doing, and we will continue to do the work of the Father. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Cherolay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Cherolay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.